At least 25 people were killed in Ivory Coast yesterday when forces loyal to incumbent leader Laurent Gbagbo fired a series of shells into a neighbourhood that supports his rival Alassane Ouattara. Kelsey Brennan-Wessels reports.
A dispute between Ouattara, whose claim to the presidency has UN backing, and incumbent leader Gbagbo over a November election has plunged Ivory Coast into conflict, escalating in the past 3 weeks into heavy fighting in the main commercial city of Abidjan. On Thursday, dozens were killed when shells fell without warning on a market in front of the mayor's office in Abobo, a district held by fighters loyal to Ouattara. Earlier in the day, pro-Ouattara fighters ambushed a police station in Adjami district of Abidjan, though it was unclear whether anyone was killed. The death toll from violence since the disputed election has now surpassed 400, and the deputy head of the UN mission in the country, Ndola Ngakwe, says tens of thousands of people have been displaced.
The humanitarian crisis is also getting serious and worse because it is actually going beyond the displacement. We have a wider impact on a wider segment of the population. In the West, we have 45,000 displaced and 10,000 living in host families. In Abidjan itself, we have now over 300,000 displaced, 18,000 living in various sites, and 20,000 registered in host families.
The violence reached a new level after Gbagbo rejected last week's African Union decision to endorse Ouattara's victory. The decision, which is supposed to be binding, is the latest in a half dozen failed negotiation attempts and contributes to the widespread fear that now only violence will resolve the deadlock. I'm Kelsey Brennan-Wessels.